From the town of Hope in Supernatural, British Columbia in Canada, I am your DJ Tony. This is Pop Shop Radio. Here are the Pasadenas to kick things off. I'm doing fine now on Pop Shop Radio. Shop Radio kicking things off with the Pasadenas, and they are not from California or Texas. They are from the UK. 1972 took it to number 14. I'm doing fine now. Done by a group called New York City. Towns all over the place there. New York City did their version in 73. And the Pasadenas were awarded a silver record for theirs. This is Pop Shop Radio. Oh, we are having fun this week. Here is Warren Zevon. You better watch out. Here come the Werewolves of London on Pop Shop Radio.
I saw a werewolf with a Chinese menu in his hand, walking through the streets of Soho in the rain. He was looking for the place called Lee Ho Fooks, gonna get a big dish of beef chow mein. Kitchen door. You better not let him in.
who ran amok in Kent. Lately he's been overheard in Mayfair. You better stay away from him. He'll rip your lungs out, Jim. I'd like to meet his tailor.
Chicago, Illinois' very own Warren Zevon, a song inspired and suggested by Phil Everly of the other Everly Brothers, that Warren should do a song that would be a dance craze of sort. Well, I was kind of dancing around the studio to Werewolves of London, 1978, from his LP Excitable Boy, number 21 in the U.S. and 18 in the U.K. Oh, yeah, and that's what we bring you each and every week here on Pop Shop Radio. I am your DJ, Tony. This is Noah and the Whale, 5 years' time, right here on Pop Shop Radio.
Could be walking round a zoo with the sun shining down over me and you, and there'll be love in the bodies of the elephants too. And I'll put my hands over your eyes, but you'll peek through, and there'll be sun, sun, sun all over our bodies, and sun, sun, sun all down our necks, and there'll be sun, sun, sun all over our faces, and sun, sun, sun. So what the heck, 'cause I'll be laughing at all of your silly little jokes, and we'll be laughing about how we used to smoke all those stupid little cigarettes and drink stupid wine, 'cause it's what we needed to have a good time. But it was fun, fun, fun when we were drinking. It was fun, fun, fun when we were drunk, and it was fun, fun, fun when we were laughing. It was fun, fun. That I've ever been, and I'll say I no longer feel I have to be James Dean, and she'll say yeah, well I feel all pretty happy too, and I'm always pretty happy when I'm just kicking back with you. And if you love, love, love all through our bodies, and love, love, love all through our minds, and if we love, love, love all over her face, and love, love, love all over mine. And just in my head, I'll be thinking about them as I'm lying in bed, and I know that admittedly they might not even come true, but in my mind I'm having a pretty good time with you. Oh, in 5 years' time I might not know you. In 5 years' time we might not speak. Oh, in 5 years' time we might not get along.
Well, that is Noah and the Whale from 2007. Their first single went to number 7 in the UK. They're from Twickenham, in case you didn't know. And it is called 5 Years' Time. Well, one thing is for darn sure, in 5 years' time, it'll be 2029. You can bet on that. Noah than the Whale, and 5 years' time will still be a hit. Yes, unlike some other stuff that they play nowadays. Right now we've got Nirvana. No, not that one! No, this is a different one from the UK, and Tiny Goddess.
Wrapped in lace, that certain smile upon your face is telling me what's to be when you leave. In a room just 5'8", I sit alone and I will wait to hear from you if you do decide to.
They sued the grunge group Nirvana over the name and actually won an out-of-court settlement. What do you think of that? This is Pop Shop Radio. I am your DJ, Tony. It is time for our record number one.
Song number one.
Oh, and this one comes from a group called the Valentinos from Cleveland, Ohio. It's called It's All Over Now. This is the first version of it that the Stones did later.
Yeah!
That is our record number one. It is the Valentinos, who are actually the Womack brothers. And it is called It's All Over Now. That is the first version that was then later recorded by the Rolling Stones. They are from Cleveland, Ohio, in case you didn't know.
You ain't heard nothing yet.
Eleanor Rigby picks up the rice in the church where a wedding has been. Lives in a dream, waits at the window, wearing the face that she keeps in a jar by the door. Who is it for? All the lonely people. But do they all come from that? All the lonely people. Writing the words of a sermon that no one will hear. No one comes near. Look at him working, darning his socks in the night when there's nobody there. What does he care? I heard him say, all the lonely people. Do they all come from? He turned to me and he said, all the the dirt from his hands and he walked from the grave. No one was saved. And he said, all the lonely people. Do they all come from? The man looked at me and he said, all the lonely people. Do they all belong? Look at all the lonely people.
People.
Ray Charles and the Beatles, All the Lonely People, Eleanor Rigby. Ray first charted back in 1949 and had an incredible career. Right now on Pop Shop Radio, here is Bridget St. John from Surrey and To Be Without a Hitch.
Cars roll by 100 miles an hour. Windscreen wipers driving off the rain. Wonder if they'll make it where they're going to, or will it be the same as when they came? But as for me, I'll sit and eat buttercup sandwich and wait till the shower is over. Everyone tries boarding rush hour buses, even though they know there's no more room. Me, I sit here trying to thumb somewhere. In time, I know a car is bound to come. But until then, I'll sit and eat a buttercup sandwich and wait till the shower is over. By bread alone. But as for me,
that is Bridget St. John eating a buttercup sandwich of all things. To Be Without a Hitch, 1969, she was championed by John Peel, who, if you listen to the BBC World Service, you remember hearing a lot of him. And she recorded for his Dandelion record label. 1969, To Be Without a Hitch.
And the beat goes on.
And it does. We're flying down to New Zealand right now. Here's Dinah Lee. Don't you know Yokomo on Fox Top Radio. If you were a teen in Christchurch, Auckland, or Wellington, you couldn't get enough of Dinah Lee, the Mod Girl. Huey Piano Smith's song, Don't You Know Yakimo, took it to number one in the New Zealand charts, and that was the start of her career as a chart topper. This is Pop Shop Radio. Gonna slow it down now for the Soul Survivors and Dathan's Theme.
To say never see, and I can't stop to wish you well and bad, 'cause I've got to go on a lonely road if I'm gonna reach the sky. I've been traveling this road to fortune, and I just seem to meet you. Oh, my darling, it's gone.
Sounding a little bit like the Everly Brothers there, don't you think, boys and girls? That's the Soul Survivors B-side to their 1967 hit Explosion in Your Soul. That is called Dathan's Theme. This is Pop Shop Radio. We are heard on great radio stations like Channel 292 in Germany and WRMI in Okeechobee, USA. For a Pop Shop Radio QSL card, send us a reception report to radiopopshop@gmail.com. Follow us on the web at www.popshopradio.ca or on Twitter, we're not going to call it X, at Pop Shop Radio 1. Stay tuned for a shortwave radiogram at the end of this show. Australia. That is the Love Machine. That was a pseudonym for a group called the Time Thieves. 1968 in their version of We Mo Wet, The Lion Sleeps Tonight, which was recorded by a whole bunch of people, and Solomon Linda and his family have hardly gotten a penny for it. Terrible. This is Pop Shop Radio. Here's Dusty Springfield. Little soul from Dusty in Memphis, son of a preacher man, on Pop Shop Radio.
Billy Ray was a preacher's son, and when his daddy would visit, he'd come along. When they gathered around and started talking, Pastor Billy would take me walking. Out through the backyard, we go walking. Then he'd look into my eyes. Lord knows, to my surprise, the only one who could ever reach me was the son of a preacher man. The only boy who could ever teach me was the son of a preacher man. You see what he was. Everything is alright. You kiss and tell me everything's alright. Can I get away again tonight? The only one who could ever reach me was the son of a preacher man. The only boy who could ever teach me was the son of a preacher man. Yes, he was.
Oh, boy. Oh, we like that one at Pop Shop Radio. Top 20 just about everywhere. And surprisingly, in 1995, it went to number one in New Zealand. That is Dusty Springfield and Son of a Preacher Man from 1968. This is Pop Shop Radio, where we bring you
nonstop music.
Going back to 1948 right now. Here's Hank Thompson.
Humpty Dumpty sat on the wall. Humpty Dumpty had a big ball. All the king's horses, all the king's men, never put Humpty together again. I've got a Humpty Dumpty heart. You dropped it and broke it apart. All the king's horses, all the king's men, could never put it together again. 'Cause when I gave to you my heart, you said that we must part. That was my doom. My heart went boom. I got a Humpty Dumpty heart. Now a heart is a fragile thing. When dropped, it won't bounce or ring. It ain't no joke, 'cause when it's broke, no love song will it sing. I've got a Humpty Dumpty heart. You dropped it and broke it apart. All the king's horses, all the king's men, could never put it together again. 'Cause when I gave to you my heart, you said that we must part. That was my doom. My heart went boom. I got a Humpty Dumpty heart. Were that sort when I handed you my heart. You got it on a platter, but you let it shatter my Humpty Dumpty heart. I've got
a little bit of country from a man whose career spanned seven decades. Hank Thompson, 1948, number two record. And by the way, I think it was his first also. That is called Humpty Dumpty Heart.
We must part.
Not to be confused with the later record by Ms. Laverne Baker, of course. Totally different animal. Gonna have some fun right now at the suite. Yeah, this one is called Coco on Pop Shop Radio.
Coco, we dream of dancing at midnight beneath the stars. 'Cause when it comes to dancing, Coco's a star. He dancing in a ring. Circle the Iron Shore.
Pop Shop Radio with the Sweet and Coco from 1971. Top three all over Europe. Only number 99 in the U.S. Better days ahead for those guys. But the Sweet Coco couldn't help me but think of like having some nice hot cocoa on a cold winter's day while we're recording this show. So who are we going to call on? Well, we're going to call on Ernie, the fastest milkman in the West.
You could hear the hoofbeats pound as they raced across the ground, and the clatter of the wheels as they spun round and round. And he galloped into Market Street, his badge upon his chest. His name was Ernie, and he drove the fastest milk cart in the West. Now Ernie loved a widow, a lady known as Sue. She lived all alone in Lily Lane at number 22. They said she was too good for him, she was haughty, proud and chic. But Ernie got his cocoa there three times every week. They called him Ernie.
Ernie!
And he drove the fastest milk cart in the West. She said she'd like to bathe in milk. He said, all right, sweetheart. And when he'd finished work one night, he loaded up the cart. He said, you want it pasteurized, cause pasteurized is best. She says, Ernie, I'll be happy if it comes up to me chest. That tickled old Ernie. And he drove the fastest milk cart in the West. Now Ernie had a rival, an evil-looking man, called Two-Ton Ted from Teddington, and he drove the baker's van. He tempted her with his treacle tarts and his tasty oatmeal bread, and when she seen the size of his hot meat pies, it very near turned her head. She nearly swooned at his macaroon, and he said, now if you treat me right, you'll have hot rolls every morning and crumpets every night. He knew once she sampled his layer cake, he'd have his wicked way, and all Ernie had to offer was a pint of milk a day. Poor Ernie!
Ernie!
And he drove the fastest milk cart in the West. One lunchtime, Ted saw Ernie's horse and cart outside her door. He drove him mad to find it was still there at 4:30. And as he leapt down from his van, off blood through his veins did course, and he went across to Ernie's cart, and he didn't half kick his horse, whose name was Trigger.
Trigger!
And he pulled the fastest milk cart in the West. Now Ernie rushed out into the street, his gold top in his hand. He said, if you want to marry Susie, you fight for her like a man. Oh, why don't we play cards for her, he sneeringly replied. And just to make it interesting, we'll have a shilling on the side. Now Ernie dragged him from his van, and beneath the blazing sun, they stood there face to face, and Ted went for his bun. But Ernie was too quick, things didn't go the way Ted planned, and a strawberry-flavoured yoghurt sent it spinning from his hand. Now Sue, she ran between them and tried to keep them apart. And Ernie pushed her aside and a rock cake caught him under his heart. And he looked up in pain, surprise, and the concrete hardened crust of a stale pork pie caught him in the eye, and Ernie bit the dust. Poor Ernie!
Ernie!
And he drove the fastest milk cart in the West. Ernie was only 52. He didn't want to die. And now he's gone to make deliveries in that milk round in the sky, where the customers are angels and ferocious dogs are banned, and a milkman's life is full of fun in that fairy dairy land. But a woman's needs are manifold, and Sue, she married Ted. But strange things happened on their wedding night as they lay in their bed. Was that the trees a-rustling, or the hinges of the gate? Or Ernie's ghostly gold tops are rattling in their crate. They won't forget Ernie.
1971 number one record from funny man Benny Hill, Ernie, the fastest milkman in the West. Pop Shop Radio, twin spin, double play time. We're going to get a little classical now. Here's Apollo 100 playing a tribute to Bach. This is called Joy. Johann Sebastian Bach. He'll be Bach, you know. Pop Sharp Radio's Twin Spin Double Play, Tom Parker and Apollo 100. And Joy, written as Jesu, Joy of Mankind's Desiring by Johann Sebastian Bach. That was a hit for Apollo 100 in 72. We're still researching what the hit was for, where it charted for Bach back when he released it as a single. Walter Murphy with a fifth of Beethoven. Is the bottom half of our Twin Spin Double Play for this week's show. From Walter Murphy, a fifth of Beethoven, as in Ludwig von Beethoven, you know, as featured in the film Saturday Night Fever in 1976. This is Pop Sharp Radio, by the way. Yes, thank you. If you want to get a Pop Sharp Radio QSL card, just send us a reception report to radiopopshop@gmail.com. We'll get one right out to you. Here is Hawkwind. This is Urban Gorilla, as banned by the BBC.
Just don't.
and why not? That is Hawkwind as banned by the BBC, by the way, and Urban Gorilla featuring a guy named Lemmy. That same Lemmy from Motorhead. Cool stuff, huh? This is Pop Shop Radio. I am your DJ Tony. Get your equipment ready, boys and girls, because we've got a shortwave radiogram coming up after the next record. So be sure to collect the whole set, right? Closing out right now with the Singing Nun, Tous les Chemins.
La 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 la.
Les chemins de ce monde te conduisent vers le ciel, et le vent qui vagabonde t'emmène vers le soleil.
Et chante les prés et chante les fleurs, la joie est dans mon cœur. Et chante les prés et chante les fleurs, moi j'ai ma joie dans le Seigneur.
Les chemins de la terre sont parsemés d'amitié, et le regard de ton frère attend de te rencontrer.
Et chante les prés et chante les fleurs, la joie est dans mon cœur. Et chante les prés et chante les fleurs, moi j'ai ma joie dans le Seigneur.
Les chemins de la plaine s'en vont inlassablement, malgré les joies et les peines, vers l'horizon éclatant.
Et chante les prés et chante les fleurs, la joie est dans mon cœur. Et chante les prés et chante les fleurs, moi j'ai ma joie dans le Seigneur.
Les chemins de la vie te demandent d'espérer, le Seigneur qui te convie au banquet d'éternité.
Et chante les prés et chante les fleurs, la joie est dans mon cœur.
Now I ask you honestly, but where else but on Pop Shop Radio, on the same show, are you going to hear Ray Charles, Hank Thompson, Dusty Springfield, Benny Hill, Hawkwind, and the Singing Nun during the same program? Certainly not on Jack FM, that's for darn sure. I'm your DJ Tony. It was great fun having you along with us this week. Stay tuned. Shortwave Radiogram comes up in 3, 2, 1. Thank you.
a Pop Shop Radio QSL, send your reception reports to radiopopshop@gmail.com. That's radiopopshop@gmail.com. RadioPopShop. Pop Shop Radio was made in the town of Hope in Supernatural, British Columbia in Canada, and is an Under the Linoleum production, sending peace and love to all people and all nations.